brought to you by Penguin.
Just Got Real by Jane Fallon. Read by Tamsin Althwaite. Chapter 1. She has no idea what she's doing here. Why she had thought this might be a good idea. She'd lain awake half of last night, wondering whether or not she could go through with it, kicking the covers aside because she'd broken out in an uncomfortable sticky sweat, and then shivering as the cool air hit her damp skin. Restless. Anxious. No, scrub that. Abso-fucking-lutely terrified. It's only a date. What's the worst that can happen? Actually, Joni doesn't want to answer that. She can think of plenty of examples. Making a list of them wouldn't help. He has let her dictate all the terms. Daytime, outside, a busy location, a cafe of her choice. She got there early, scouting out the seating arrangements, choosing an outdoor table up against the window where she could have a view of the whole terrace and be seen by the staff inside at the same time. She doesn't want to be taken by surprise when he arrives. If he arrives. She takes out her phone and looks through her photos, as if his face isn't imprinted on her brain already. Always add at least £10 and 10 years, Imo had said when she persuaded her to sign up to the dating app in the first place. It had been a condition of her daughter's agreeing to leave home. Then subtract hair and maybe teeth. No one looks like their pictures, that's a given. Just don't be naive. I don't know why you're so keen on me doing it if everyone on there's a liar, Joni had said. It was the weekend before Imogen moved away to start a new life in Manchester, and she was clearly feeling guilty. Joni, if she were being honest, was feeling devastated, but she had hoped she'd protected Imo from that knowledge. She wanted her to be able to throw herself into her training at a TV production company without worrying about whether her mother was lonely or not. She is, by the way, heartachingly, painfully. But that's another story. A waiter is hovering, so she orders a coffee, cursing herself for choosing such an up-itself venue when he points to a list of about 30 versions of the same hot drink and asks her what kind. She'd wanted to impress Ant, to have him think she was the kind of woman who was at home in the smugster cafes of Kensington, when actually she'd just picked it because it was easy to get to from both her home in North London and his in Notting Hill. And it had tables outside. Just a latte, she says, closing the menu and trying to ignore the waiter's dismissive expression. She feels as if she's let him down. Milk, he says. Yes, please. She realises her mistake immediately, feels her face colour. Why is she so nervous? The waiter puffs out his cheeks as if he's trying to suppress a sigh. I mean, what kind? Cows, goats, soy, almond, oat, pea, cashew, hemp, or coconut? Oh, actually, oat sounds nice. She tries a smile on him. Hates herself for resorting to her harmless, middle-aged lady default position. Look, I'm old enough to be your mum, the smile says. Indulge a silly old woman. It doesn't work. Either he hates his mother or he thinks oat is a terrible choice. The missionary position of the plant milk world. When did coffee become such a thing? Didn't everyone already have enough decisions to make in life without adding caffeinated beverages into the mix? Chia, matcha, or turmeric powder? She looks at him, wonders for a second if he's taking the piss, but his expression is deadly serious. She thinks about saying chocolate sprinkles just to get a reaction, but she fears he might throw her out in disgust. Just
sample complete. Ready to continue?